Afternoons.
I'm Soweto Kinch. This is Round Midnight.
You can listen to all our programmes at a time that suits you on BBC Sounds.
Let's begin with one of my all-time favourites.
Prefer jazz at breakfast?
A concert at midnight?
Or drama during the daytime?
I think the king is but a man as I am. Violet smells to him as it doth to me.
Listen to your favourite BBC Radio 3 programmes whenever you like on BBC Sounds.
It's 9:30 and here's Lopa Katari.
Well, hello and welcome to Music Planet, where no visa is required to meet some of the best artists from around the world. We're starting in Tanzania with sisters Pendo and Leah, who call themselves the Zawose Queens and have just brought out their debut album, Maisha.
Oh,
sisters Pendo and Leah Zawose, the Zawose Queens. They're from a long line of Tanzanian musicians, but this is the first time that the women of the family have taken centre stage and the first time that they have written their own songs. Lots of wonderful traditional instruments woven together on the album with today's tech and wizardry. The album's called Maisha and is due for release in June on Peter Gabriel's label Real World Records, ahead of their performance at WOMAD this year in Chatham Park at the end of July, which promises to be an emotional one, as the sisters will be the third generation from their family to perform on the WOMAD stage. Well, that was the Zawose Queens coming up on tonight's show. My guest in the studio is an absolute queen of passion. Her name is Bweka. If you've never heard her sing, get ready to be blown away. But first, may the 4th be with you. Yes, today's date was just made for it. It is Star Wars Day today. So let's celebrate in New Orleans style with the Panorama Brass Band, who have been bringing their brand of New Orleans party music to the masses since the 90s. Here's their version of John Williams' legendary Star Wars theme. May the 4th be with you indeed. Panorama Brass Band and what is unmistakably the Star Wars theme to mark Star Wars Day. If you want more of that, you can sign up to their Song of the Month Club on Bandcamp. It's called Good Music for You by Panorama Land, a coming together of the Panorama Brass Band with the Panorama Jazz Band. Well, my guest in the studio today is Maria Concepcion Balboa Bweka, known simply by her mother's maiden name now, Bweka. Most recently, she did an interview for The Guardian, and I quote, she said, "I am the happiest in the studio, naked, drinking mezcal," which led them to pose the question, is Bweka the most liberated performer on earth? Well, to tell us more is Bweka herself in the Music Planet studio tonight, fully clothed, I might add. Bweka, I really will welcome you. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you to have me here. Thank you.
I have been a fan of your, I'd say your music, but no, it's I have been a fan of you because you encompass virtually every single style of music. Mm. And when you sing, it's as if you're your physical frame, your physical body cannot actually contain the energy that comes out.
That's absolutely right.
You give it all.
Yes.
How did you come into singing?
Well, when I was a young teenager, I was a full, total disaster. I didn't want to study. I was, you know, a naughty girl. I was, you know, in the streets and doing whatever.
An enfant terrible.
Yeah, enfant terrible. Exactly. That's exactly. And I just to hear from me that, oh, look at this girl. She will, you know, she's a complete zero on the left and she ain't got no future. She's going to be a disaster, this or that. And I get used to that. We have to really be careful in how we talk to the kids because they believe in your words.
So how did you turn around the negative responses you were getting about you?
It was the audience, Mama.
Yeah?
Yep. First time I heard an applause, I was completely stoned because I was like, or all these people that has been talking about me, you know, a lot of ugly things, or they're crazy, or these people who is applauding me is crazy, you know, but someone is lying,
yeah,
you know, and the audience never lie. So this first time I heard an applause for me was like a beginning of something, because it was the first time I heard people, you know, saying beautiful things about me. I couldn't believe that. I was like, wow, am I special for real?
So how old were you at that point?
I was 16.
And what kind of songs were you singing?
These I was singing blues.
The blues?
Blues and jazz music.
In Spanish?
Yeah. No, in English. Well, kind of English. I was inventing my lyrics and everything. But it was Mallorcan people. They didn't understand, so I was lying.
Well, I think this is a good point to hear you sing a song, because the first one you're going to do for us tonight is called Soledad.
Yeah.
Which I think, well, it means solitude.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, it's more loneliness.
Loneliness?
Because solitude is something beautiful. Loneliness is not that beautiful if you don't know how to, you know, how to deal with it.
Which is the blues, really, isn't it?
Exactly. But I think that loneliness is the only place where you can build yourself without anybody's ideas, you know. So I think it's very important, especially for women today, to feel comfortable in loneliness. Yeah. Because if you conquer yourself, then you can do whatever, you know.
Well, let's hear it. This is Soledad. Smoky and sultry, Soledad, sung live here in the studio by my guest, Buika. More giggles and wise words from her to come. A couple of new releases for you now. The first is on a compilation by Soundways, looking at the music that came out of Ghana in the 80s and 90s, when recording technology and an increasingly global influence on the social environment gave rise to a whole new musical expression called Burger High Life. Burger as in the German word meaning citizen, because so many Ghanaian musicians were leaving the country for Germany and other parts of the world to escape the increasingly authoritarian government that was trying to stifle artistic endeavour and expression. The music of the diaspora changed Ghana's domestic music scene forever. Here's a track from Pat Thomas, one of those wonderful voices of Ghana, and a song called Jiweni.
Thank you.
One of the albums in my current top 10, a fresh sound of North Africa with Ganawa music at its heart. Bab Le Blues are a Moroccan-French group bringing a whole new twist to the ancient desert blues with Ganawa music right at its heart. Frontwoman Yusra says that more than anything, they are a rock band. The instruments are traditional, but what they're plugged into and how they're played are definitely not. Well, if you fancy seeing some live music, here's a roundup of some of the gigs coming up this month. Folk singer Josiane Clarke is at Cecil Sharp House in London on Tuesday, the 7th of May. Sona Jobarte, leading female chora player, will be at London's Barbican Centre next Saturday on the 11th. Songlines Encounters Festival will be returning to King's Place on the 16th to the 19th of May, featuring concerts by Mongolian singer Enji, Argentine experimental folk artist Soema Montenegro, The Scorpios and Asma Hamzawi. And the Diaspora Festival kicks off tomorrow at the Beacon in Bristol with the mighty orchestra Baobab, followed by Orchestral Kawali Project on Monday the 6th. In fact, Orchestra Baobab have a few gigs lined up in case you can't get to Bristol tomorrow. They'll be at Princess Pavilion, Falmouth on Monday, Brighton Dome on Tuesday, Lighthouse Pool Wednesday, Kendall Brewery Arts on Thursday, and finally the Howard Assembly Room in Leeds on Friday before they head across the channel for more gigs as part of their 50th anniversary tour. So this next song is their latest single called simply 50 ans, 50 years.
Legi matna senganta war aduna de wal fa senegal fokko cho santi diko wone fuñu yexi teya na lu ko waral mako dubo farlu ci ligi matu ko soso bayina ñu sen war def ci jalore fa am ci manore
Orchestra Baobab, one of the greatest bands to come out of Africa, and not only grace, but define the world music scene. Orchestra Baobab and their latest single, 50 Ans. Now, back to my guest, Bouika, here on Music Planet today. Well, welcome back, Bouika.
Thank you.
You're still here in the studio.
Yes.
Still here for more chat.
Yes, sure.
We were talking about you performing for the first time and getting that really positive feedback that really kind of fueled your own spirit and your own identity. And you thought, no, this is me and I am fine and I am great and I'm going to continue to do what
yes.
I do. But at what point did your career take off? Because I've read quite a lot about you, Bouika, and you were studying drama in London, is that right? And is that when you met Pat Metheny?
No. I met Pat Metheny in Miami. They asked me to send some songs to someone to do a job or whatever. And by a mistake, I sent the wrong songs and he listened to them and he was like, this is music, you know? Yeah, it's a crazy story, I know.
So then what happened? He did your songs on his album?
No, what I did was that I record one of his songs. I didn't, you know, for me it was like a big star, you know. It was Pat Metheny, come on. I mean,
I know.
You know, and I was so impressed and I wanted to give him like a gift. And so I record one of his instrumental songs. I wrote down the lyrics and I sang it for him and I sent it to him and he was completely, you know, in love. And so we record that song and we record one more song.
You know, brilliant.
It was beautiful.
And from that moment on, your career took a whole new path. An entire world opened up to you.
My career changes when I stopped being afraid of me, when I started to believe in me.
Yeah.
Because I think that sometimes we judge ourselves without knowing ourselves, you know. It's like we judge ourselves and we rather listen to someone else than listen to ourselves. And once you know you have within, you understand why you're here, you know, and you start to love yourself.
So is it at that point that you thought, this is my voice, you know, and gave you that courage? I mean, you are courage in a bottle, you know? I mean, if we could sell, I mean, you could make millions selling your your Superwoman Bouika bottles of fabulous lotion. So this next song, I think it's got that attitude in it. What's the title? Jodida? Is it Jodida?
Jodida, pero contenta.
Pero contenta. Which you have told me translates to, bleep it, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah. Right.
Well, take it away. Take it away, Bouika.
Con miedo pero con fuerza, yo no...
Weka, there are a couple more things. Well, actually, there's loads more things I want to talk to you about. But we haven't got time.
Okay.
Can we talk about the last few years during the pandemic?
Mm.
Because you found that a very difficult time. Is that right?
Yes, it was for all of us, actually.
Yeah. But your music kind of
My music
went
didn't
silent.
Stop.
Oh, didn't stop?
No, never. No. My music is always on fire.
But I heard you created this alternative planet for yourself.
Yes.
Your escape route.
I escaped to an exoplanet. And from there, I started to record some music and, you know, doing some poems. And I recorded everything, and it's beautiful.
Well, you haven't come out with an album in a long time.
Yes.
So have you got something that's coming out soon?
Yeah, I got a lot. A lot is coming out soon. First of all, is the exoplanet. Then.
Oh, you've called it exoplanet?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Because when I'm in the exoplanet, I'm brave. I can say all what I think. When you are in the earth, you cannot. You can end up in jail. You can end up with people angry with you. You can end up with your husband leaving home. You know?
All these possibilities.
Yeah.
Look, but on the bright side.
Exactly. But when you talk from an exoplanet, you can say whatever, you know, nobody gets angry because you are in another world.
Buika, one other thing I want to ask you is you have a lot of tattoos.
Mm.
And I read that at the end of every tour, you get another tattoo.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
It's about my family and my story. I don't want to forget. Because there's a lot of information in our heads. To talk is like a course. You have to talk from when you wake up until you go to sleep. Obviously, you cannot be precise and you cannot be smart 24/7 talking. You're always going to say something stupid, you know? Yeah. And most of all, you're going to put a lot of information that you don't need in your head. And this information is going to erase a lot of information which is very important for you, you know? And I don't want to forget certain things, and that's why I tattoo my skin.
Well, Buika, you've got one more song for us.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the story behind this one. It's called Yo Me Le Merezco.
Yo Me Lo Merezco.
Merezco.
I deserve it. Yeah, the story behind this song is beautiful. I recorded this song with Carlos Santana. And this song talks about that. To us, it's really easy to say, oh, I'm so stupid, I did this wrong. Oh, I'm so idiot, I did this wrong. But it's very difficult to us for us to say, oh, I'm beautiful and I'm a great person, you know, and I deserve the best. And so this song, it talks about that. Even if our lives hasn't been easy, even if sometimes we're stupid, even if sometimes we say the wrong things, even if sometimes whatever, we deserve the best, you know.
Well, Buika, we have deserved having you on the program today.
Oh. Thank you so
much.
It's
been so wonderful. You are a superwoman. You have strength. You have courage. You have an amazing voice and a tremendous beauty. So thank you for bringing all
thank
of that
you.
To Music
thank
Planet
you.
This evening.
Lots of blessings for all of you guys. Thank you.
So let's hear it. This is I Deserve It. Yo me le merezco.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Cada paso que doy
the anthemic Yo Me Lo Merezco, I Deserve It. And she certainly does. She deserves the best. Buica in full flight. What a delight to have her on the programme. And now for something completely different. Finland's harmonica quartet, Sveng, 2 decades in and they are still making great music. This is the title track from their new album, Sveng Nuevo, all new songs composed by the band themselves. This one is penned by Iro Grunström and was inspired by his love of Argentinian vocals, turning milonga and tango into their very own brand of Svengo.
Mm-hmm.
Two sounds of Scandinavia there. Finland's Sveng, followed by Denmark's Niels Erik Rasmussen, and Light Over Magohoy from his album Rundt Segen, Bagpipe Melodies from Bornholm, now out on Danish Folk Music. This is music inspired by his home on the island of Bornholm, where his family has lived for nearly 50 years, and all the weird and wonderful stories that are part of the local folklore. Magohoy is a hill near Rasmussen's home, and on it is a burial ground. Well, the story goes that a neighbouring farmer wanted to use some of the gravel from the burial ground for his new pig barn. The trolls that guarded the grounds had other ideas and scared him away. Well, that is all we've got time for on Music Planet tonight. I'm going to play us out with a song written by Asif Rabbani, who was born on this very day back in 1923, and he is our classic artist this week. Along with his brother Mansour, Asif Rabbani became one of the most well-known composers in Lebanon. He was married to Nuhad Haddad, better known as Feruz. Along with his brother, the three of them set up their own independent musical group and went on to write and record hundreds of hits. This is one of them, Ya Tayr, O Bird, sung by the one and only Feruz on the film Safar Barlik, in which Asi acted alongside Feruz. Have a great weekend.
Music Planet was presented by Lopa Qatari and produced by Martin Webb.
New sounds this spring on BBC Radio 3.
There's certainly going to be plenty of piano on this series, and it's amazing how the same instrument and even the same piece of music will sound completely different under one person's hands as it will under another.
Earlier with Jules Holland.
I love classical music like I love the blues and jazz.
Armstrong is completely inspired by vernacular music of New Orleans, but don't sleep on that influence of classical music and opera, because that's behind every note he also plays.
Earlier with Jules Holland.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
Now here's Tom Service.
Tonight on the New Music Show, we've exclusive Radio 3 recordings for you from Glasgow and Manchester in two epic orchestral experiences from different poles of the new music continuum. Stephen Prince's Undercurrent for electric guitar and orchestra from the BBC Scottish Symphony, and Alisa Fursova's Spell of Creation for Jess Dandy's extraordinary contralto and the BBC Philharmonic, along with more performances and recordings that you just won't hear anywhere else, from the Ligeti Quartet in Birmingham and the composer and viola d'amore player Garth Knox in Scotland. But we're going to start with a new release, a cosmic tuning up of our listening for tonight's sonic adventures. It's the cellist Maya Beiser's version of Terry Riley's In C. Now, there's no limit to the interpretations that Riley's evergreen musical organism can sustain. And in her version, Maya loops and multi-tracks her cello to channel Riley's endlessly looping melodies. And everything's anchored by the cello's low C string, above which the whole piece thrums into the stratosphere. Here's the opening of Maya Beiser's version of Terry Riley's In C.